This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, viewing is past 4 p.m. Just had a perfect example of what we're talking about. And I get it. I do a radio show for a living. I get it. And I'm very fortunate over the 20 years that I have intentionally and unintentionally shaped this radio show so that we could talk about politics for 4 hours or we could talk about peeing for 4 hours. That's a great benefit. I don't have to talk about anything. For my colleagues who have to talk about politics, they have to have a take. And Fauci, about 8 minutes ago, said, I find working for Joe Biden liberating. Of course he friggin' does, you idiots. The president was very tough on Fauci. He called him out a lot. He sort of treated him like he did Pence at the end. Maybe he was right to do so. Maybe Fauci's an idiot. Maybe he's full of crap. But the fact is he did. And Biden's, it's a love affair. Of course he said that. And Greg Gutfeld's stupid ass is on Fox right now, like, Fauci says he's liberated. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. In fact, Greg Gutfeld, go away. Just do us all a favor. Go to a private island full of Gutfelds. But it's that whole thing. It's like, it's almost in real time now.
Gutfeldland.
I have to watch my phone and see the next thing to come up as soon as it comes up and then give my take as soon as I can. That's just a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Just stupid. Let Anthony Fauci say, I feel a little bit liberated. Let him go home and eat dinner with his wife. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares if he feels liberated or he felt constrained? Who cares? But millions of people don't just feel the right to comment. It's an obligation.
Yeah.
We're in a dumb time. We're in a dumb time. I, for one, am taking my life back. I've given too much of my life to the stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to have relapses. I'm going to fight with listeners. But I care about policies. I'm going to try my best to ignore the stupid identity politics.
Welcome to my side.
Because I've learned, oh, God, I'm on your side? Crap.
Yep.
All right, I got to rethink this. Next thing you know, I'm wearing sweatshirts with big giant D's on it.
It's really cool if you did.
You guys should match.
But no, it doesn't matter. It gets me nothing except people that hate me, and it just gets us nothing.
Yeah.
Policy arguments get us somewhere.
Yeah.
But guess what? Policy arguments are hard. You got to know something. Mm. You don't have to know anything to be Greg Gutfeld and go, Fauci just said duh, duh. You have to intentionally not know stuff.
I promise you that it's, like you said, it's the race to be first to react. The first person to send out a tweet about whatever the latest headline is. And 90% of the people that are reacting to Fauci saying that, when he said it like 15 minutes ago, and it's already headlines everywhere. I guarantee you 90% of the people that are giving their take don't even know the rest of whatever statement he said. They just know that
it's
that
like,
one sentence
we do
had
it,
the word liberated.
Like
in
I
there.
Said yesterday, we do it because it's fun. It's mostly why we show up at protests. It's mostly why we show up at rallies. It's mostly why we have arguments. It gives us dopamine. It gives us serotonin. No one does stuff that doesn't give them something. That's why we do it. But it's just...
It's the 24-hour news cycle. You have to be...
It's like Sweet 16.
You have to be first.
When we play Sweet 16, you want to say, Larry Storch from F Troop, and have everyone go, damn it! That's so great. And that's what everyone wants politically and on Twitter, is to be the person to say something that everyone goes like, man, I wish I'd have had that. Just stop. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Check your Schnucks Rewards app for free healthy items at Schnucks. Eat good to feel great. Maybe this falls into the category of stuff that you don't want to be talking about right now, but this is a pretty positive story. We didn't know if President Trump was going to leave a letter for President Biden. It turns out he did. President Biden was asked about the content of the letter, and he said that the letter was very generous. He's not going to share what was inside of it until they can have a private conversation.
What if it was just a drawing of Spanky?
He said, and then an aide who read the letter, I don't know if they were supposed to, said that they were saying, like, President Trump was basically just like, I wish you the best. I want the best for the country. I think this is awesome. I love that Biden was so... eager to share that it was positive, because he very well could have not answered the question. I'm so glad that President Trump, I don't know whether to call him president or former president, wrote something for him that wasn't, you know, passive aggressive or whatever else. This is good. Let's focus on how good that is. Yay.
Yay.
Celebrate now.
Yes.
Monarch butterflies are not doing so good, Sue. I heard your gasp. There's only 2,000 Western monarch butterflies counted in California this winter, suggesting that extinction could be near.
Oh, that is horrible. I am planting. You can get some seeds. They love milkweed. So I'm planting an entire thing of milkweed this season in the spring, if we help them.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Milkweed.
Every monarch butterfly in the world is going to be in Sue's yard.
Wouldn't it be great if Sue is actually just planting weed?
What? I have milk and I have weed. I admitted it on the radio.
I don't know why those. I don't know why the monarch butterflies don't want my milk and weed.
It's called milkweed. The nickname is milkweed.
Oh, how did that happen? I guess it was their habitat. That's terrible.
I don't know. I just read the headline. Next up, here's another one for Sue. You can help Forest Park be named the best city park in the country by going to usatoday.com and voting in their 2021 Reader's Choice Travel Awards. I haven't been to a ton of city parks, but I got to say, there's no way Forest Park isn't among one of the greatest. So give them
it's
a vote.
It's fantastic.
It's
and we
a
need
delight.
Good PR in this city, so go vote.
Underrated.
Every time I go to Forest Park, I'm so like, why don't I come here more often? This place absolutely rules.
Speaking of voting, I saw something today. St. Louis Magazine, the voting's typically like in the spring, and the party's in like June or July.
They're A-list.
They're A-list, which we've won, I think, literally a dozen times. And now they don't like us, I don't think. And so last year they didn't even tell us that people were voting, so we didn't win. Oh. So this year I want to stuff the ballot box, and then I'm going to refuse to accept it. who's my boy that sent out the Native American woman for the Oscar? Marlon Brando. Yeah, I'm going to show up at that thing.
Are they already voting now?
I don't know.
So we don't even know if you're.
I know nothing.
Go vote.
I'm just saying when they vote. Vote for us. Let us win so we can shove it up their ass.
Everyone go look and see if they're voting and if they're voting.
The publisher of A-List Magazine on the air after I won
St. Louis Magazine.
St. Louis Magazine. Three of these A-List awards on the air. How long until I get a cover story? She said, win five. I'm at 13.
Okay. Yeah, that's bad.
It is bad.
I mean, that's just
rude. Are you
going
to send somebody to represent, to accept the award on your behalf?
Maybe Andrew.
That's what
Come
I was
on.
Thinking.
We'll put that's a hat on him and this thinking. Big F sweatshirt.
Yeah, wear your sombrero.
Yeah.
Take your Ned Stark action figure.
I'll have Ned do the talking for me. I'll be like, thank you very much for this award.
I don't recall there ever being a ceremony, but maybe we can get one together just for this.
It's just like in Star Wars.
The city has ordered Wheelhouse and Start Bar to close until 2022 for public health violations. These are some nightclubs downtown, brunch during the day, I believe.
Oh, they're done.
They kept having people in for a packed crowd with no mask and got shut down a couple times last year, always sued. The judge sided with the city whenever that would happen. Now they have been ordered to close until 2022.
Wow.
The original like infraction, they were not being very slick about the violations. It was like a packed dance floor.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, we'll fight for restaurants to stay open. It's hard to justify partying in a nightclub.
It's impossible.
And breathing in each other's faces.
It's impossible.
That's not the way to fight for it.
They were promoting it. They were like posting video. I remember around the time of the first infraction, they were posting like videos to their Instagram like, Look what you can come do here.
It's what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what you get.
Final story here. We're going through these pretty quickly, but you guys are always talking about The Muppet Show. It's headed to Disney Plus. All 5 seasons of the Jim Henson Classic will begin streaming in February.
That's fun.
Yeah.
5. That was it.
It is fun.
Yeah, it seemed like more, didn't it?
It's time to light the lights.
Did it?
That's it. Final story.
The Muppet Show tonight.
You know, like Grumpy Cat?
Oh, do I ever.
So, it's kind of sad. There is a mostly Himalayans and another type that turn into those, and we have bred them specifically because we find it cute when cats have grumpy faces. And but now those cats are evolutionarily incapable of making another face.
Yes. Yeah, it is a pretty severe defect that where they can't, like... Grumpy Cat didn't look like that because he was actually grumpy. Grumpy Cat had like a severe disability where that was just his constant expression.
Oh, he can't move. It's like he had Botox and can't move his face.
He couldn't move his face. He was only able to do that one thing with his face.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did you just explain that Grumpy Cat wasn't honestly always grumpy? That he was capable of being in a good mood?
Hey, Sue was like,
I asked. I take responsibility.
Sue was like, no kidding.
Tony, what's the story about the Jersey Devil?
Yeah, so there's a guy, the story is old, but he just presented it. We just talked about cryptids the other day, and then this story popped out. I think you could see it on Fox's website is where I saw it, of all places. You know how that website can have stories about just about anything. On the Fox News website, though, there's this story about a guy who, he's an old man now, but as a teenager, the Jersey Devil... punched a hole through the window of his car and tried to steal his girlfriend. And he rolled the window up on the Jersey Devil's arm, which caused it to bleed. And the blood got all over him and the girlfriend. Then the Jersey Devil jumped on his hood of his car, shattered his windshield. The guy threw it in reverse. The Jersey Devil tumbled off and the guy sped away. And he's sharing his experience now, decades later.
Seems like a fairly defeatable devil.
Devil, I think you brought up Mothman the other day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jersey Devil doesn't get the publicity that some of the other cryptids do.
He's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
But he's in the news now.
Mr. 12th Child.
I love reading firsthand accounts about cryptid experiences.
Is he a horse or a deer or what's happening?
Like
here?
A deer with bat wings.
He's a Jersey Devil.
He's a Jersey Devil. He likes to try and steal girlfriends, but if you just kind of like whack him, he is like, all right, fine, I get it.
The story is it revolves around witchcraft, like Salem kind of stuff. And there was a woman who was accused of being a witch. And she's like, I'm not a witch. Are you kidding me? And then when she gave birth to a regular baby that within seconds turned into the Jersey Devil and flew off.
She gave birth to like 12 other babies first, and then that was her. She had another baby and was really upset about having to have a baby.
Controversial question. Do you think there really were some witches?
Oh, sure.
I know in 2021 it's like it was, I mean, I'm sure it was mostly horrible misogyny. Yeah. Like, she's a witch. I don't like the way she gave me some flack the other day. But you think there are a couple mixed in there?
Yeah, sure. I don't know that they, I'm not sure I believe in the devil, so I'm not sure that they made contact with Satan. But sure, I think there are a lot of witches today. People who are convinced that they're communing with
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying like do witch. I guess I meant more magic.
You meant like real?
Yeah, like real. Yeah,
like possessed they magical, were that using possessed powers. Magical powers.
Yes.
I thought that's what Dave
was
saying too.
Yeah,
I was,
but I'm not sure I believe in magical powers.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Do you think that there were actually were some broomstick riding, you know, frog
I'm open
brewers?
To it. Yeah, I'm open to it. I think it's mostly people then and today who are dorks who this is what, rather than like knowing what Joe Torre's batting average was in 1973, they know how to, you know, bring out a demon.
Don't insult him like that, Dave.
Afraid they're going to put a spell on me?
They just put
it
a spell
happened.
On the,
that guy just saw the Jersey Devil. Anything could happen.
They put a spell on the moon last year.
Yeah, look what happened to the moon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, DGS 430. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So when does the change take place?
Cold front's coming through really right about now.
Okay.
So you'll see the northwest wind. It's not a real strong wind, but it will kick up and we'll go down to 25 tonight. There's no moisture with this front at all. 38 for the high tomorrow. So, you know, we were in that 50 to 55 degree range the last 2 days. 38 will seem kind of cold, even though the winds won't be too bad. The real cold air is Friday night going down to 18 degrees. That's the coldest we've been in quite a while. The weekend, Saturday, quiet, partly sunny, 38 for the high, light winds, Sunday clouds, sprinkles, 45 degrees. Then we have an interesting storm system trying to get its act together. It's still a little ways away. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but Sunday night, Monday night will be a wet stretch. Temperatures during the day will be above freezing, but Sunday night I think we'll see some snow and sleet develop. Wouldn't be surprised to see at least some accumulation with that, the first look at this thing. Monday is all rain. Monday evening is all rain because we'll be in the 40s, and it could end as a little bit of snow on the backside of the system late on Monday night. So kind of a bookend of some winter moisture. It's not a lot of winter moisture, but we could see a fair amount of rain. We could see a half inch of rain out of this thing.
Do you see any appreciable snow in the future at all?
No, the pattern is trying to change a little bit as we get into February, but I'm not overly excited about it. You know, again, we've got a long way to go as far as the snow season is concerned. I always look at that as like the first week of April. Yeah, we're going to see some snow. We haven't seen much of anything so far this winter, but that was kind of expected. And I still don't see a very rough winter ahead as far as the second half is concerned. But we're going to get some snow. The snow bunnies are getting a little restless out there.
Well, some fun facts. Mm-hmm. Not all more that much fun. when John Mulaney
I only want the fun ones.
Hosted SNL ones. And he did a joke that was sort of like, what if the president was assassinated? Not only did the Secret Service visit him, but they released a 27-page report on the investigation. Mm-hmm. That kind of makes me mad. Like, not one person thought that John Mulaney was going to kill the president. And there are a lot of people out there who do want to kill the president and who say things like online that are crazy. Now, I'm talking out of relative ignorance. Maybe the Secret Service visits every single one of them, but it just seems like here's a way to make a show.
Yeah.
I had a great uncle who would send threatening letters to presidents. Mm. And I've talked about him on the show before. And he, yes, they do, actually. Whenever the president would, like, fly over or, like, drive through or whatever, a couple of agents would come to his house and just sit on him.
Wow.
They'd just, like, pull up on the porch and they'd be like, we're going to just have a seat on this porch and hang out here until...
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I had read that interview that he did about that a while back, and he said even the Secret Service agents were like, yeah, we know you're not really going to shoot him, but we have to do this. So the 27 pages is probably the least they could do, you know.
Protocol, I guess.
Yeah.
Was your great uncle serious?
Yeah, he had mental problems, and so he would send... You know, benign but threatening letter. You know, he wasn't ever
benign but threatening.
Wait a minute.
He never left the house.
Click of doom.
He can't do this one.
He never left the house. He was never going to actually hurt anybody. But he and they knew that. You know what I mean?
Is he
they knew
still
that
alive?
When they got there. No, he's been dead a long time.
Is that on his tombstone? Benign but threatening.
But yeah, they like one or two guys would just show up and be like, "We're just going to hang out here. Make sure you don't."
And
the
best do you know, was he like, F you, blah, 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 or was he like, sure, want some coffee?
Yeah, no, he was like, all right, well, have a seat. Can't
stop
you.
Did he discriminate based on party, or was it like equal opportunity?
I believe it was equal opportunity. I don't actually know what his political affiliations were. I think he just liked being able to be mean to the president, you know, like a lot of people do online now. They troll the president online. He was the precursor to that.
Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse is very upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch out for that one.
He's very angry because the Juggalos,
Juggalos
are being compared to the insurrectionists on January 6th, and he's really mad.
Just in what they dressed like, or
just in their like overall at right? Because Juggalos are known as a rowdy sort, right? A rowdy sort who like to.
There can be peaceful Juggalos.
There are peaceful Juggalos, but traditionally a gathering of Juggalos, which is what you call a group. They're a rowdy sort. They like to party and get crazy and get wild.
I don't blame him.
Huh. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't,
I mean, if I belonged to a group that got rowdy and some people stormed the Capitol of the United States and beat police officers with flags, they're like, oh, they're like those Glover guys. I'm like, F you.
Glover.
It's just needlessly derogatory. I don't, another thing that people just need to stop doing.
Hey.
How about the people who did that are just the people who did that?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Stop trying to conflate it with every single person that
voted
for Donald
Trump. And we charge them and prosecute them.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
But, yeah, I'm not a fan of this whole, like, you know, let's just look down on everybody. Stop. A lot of times these kind of things sound super classist, and it makes me pretty uncomfortable.
Remember yesterday? Pearl Jam with two M's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The tribute band?
Mm-hmm.
They've settled with Pearl Jam.
With one M?
Now they're just Jam.
Well, I feel better.
With two M's?
Nope, one.
Okay.
Just Jam.
Well, they lost their identity. That double M at the end was what their... That was the hook.
Jam.
Can't have
new,
that.
New study tells us what we've all always known, and that is, yes, money does buy happiness. Period. End of sentence.
Well, yeah.
No qualifications. That's
buy,
it.
Doesn't buy radio equipment, though.
I put in a trouble ticket for
you. Lost Dave again.
Jeez. Saddam Hussein used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign re-election song in 2002. which worked really well because he won with 100% of the vote.
Yeah.
I remember Look at that. That. They loved him.
Oh, you don't say.
You ever see the video of him being hung?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they did not care for him, huh?
They did not like him. I was watching with John Beck in the mall studio when they pulled him out of the spider hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is happening. Mm. Rach, I think you have a take on this. The Willy Wonka prequel is set for 2023. Thought she was mad about politics. Just wait for this.
I don't understand why this is happening. Who wants this? And if you are listening and you want it, please tweet at me or email me and tell me why you want a prequel about Willy Wonka's life before he got his confectionery factory. Why? Why? What's it even going to be about? And why do you want Timothy Chalamet or who's Spider-Man?
Little cutie.
Tom Holland. Leave them out of this. Don't make those boys make that decision. They shouldn't be doing this film. This film is stupid. I'm so sick of the prequels and the sequel. Sequels are better than prequels.
How do you really feel, Rachel?
I'm having a hard day.
I get it.
Don't like this, and it shouldn't be happening.
I think
they're desperate. Think of a new concept for a movie.
Yes.
Why does it have to be Willy Wonka's origin story? Are you kidding me?
Preach.
Yeah, how could that possibly be good or, like, interesting? Or, you know what I mean? Isn't part of the whole point of Willy Wonka that he was just a crazy weirdo? Who
you know
like,
what
like,
I'd
the
rather have?
I don't need his backstory.
He's a crazy weirdo.
I would like the backstory
store.
Of the Buckets, the ones who live in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That could be good.
Yeah.
It's grim, it's dark,
the
it's just called Bucket.
The conversation that started that arrangement.
Yeah.
What if we all just lay in the same bed?
The first morning you didn't get up and pee. That's what I want a movie about.
Even as a kid, I never liked Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Because you're sane.
It was creepy.
You ever read the book?
Scary.
I had the book read to me, and it's even weirder.
I never knew why that was okay for like movie.
Well, it was
day
read to me by a pedophile in our neighborhood.
Grade.
But
all right.
I would like a 40-minute scene where they decide who is in the middle of the bed, right? Not who's on the outside of the bed when they're all laying in the bed together.
I thought it was a couple on each, like, they're head to toe.
Yes.
Are they?
So it's like grandma and grandpa, Bucket over here, and then whatever the maiden name is.
I remember
the other
them
side.
As being, like, fanned out. I must be thinking of a different
That's
movie.
Not an efficient way to share a bed with four people.
That's what I thought,
Two people this way and two people that way.
Somebody tells me that's a movie you rented.
That's right. It's not just us thinking.
That had Bucket in the name.
And something else in the name.
A little bit of politics. The president, as we know, has the former president has flirted with starting a third party, the Patriot Party. Tony, you and I both voted Libertarian this last time. Even if it's the president creating a Trump party, is a third party a good thing necessarily?
I always think that choice is a good thing. So, I don't know that the Trump Party, I'd have to see, you know, how legitimate is the Trump Party? Is it like Kanye West's birthday party?
But my gut is, you guys agree or disagree, my gut is that all things being equal, it would be at least as big as the Republican Party, if not more. That if you had the Republican Party with Mitt Romney and the Trump Party with Trump or Pompeo, it gets as many votes as the Republicans or more. That's my gut.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I vote Democrat, so I would love to see it. I would love to see the party split right down the middle. And
you wonder, though, if you guys would follow suit, if you'd be jealous.
It wouldn't. Yeah, that's not a far-off way of thinking. I mean, there are already, you know, farther left-leaning, more progressive sort of third parties. Not unlike the Bernie Sanders sorts, right? How Bernie is independent, but then when it comes to running, he runs as a Democrat. Yeah. That's kind of what they are right now. It's where the, you know, maybe they call themselves, there's one that's like the Democratic Socialists of America, right?
Yeah.
But then they're going to vote. They're going to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
In the mood you're in right now, the next 24 hours, you're either going to watch opinion news television or the Willy Wonka prequel.
Opinion news. 1,000%.
Wow.
Danielle on Twitter says, Willy Wonka's backstory was already covered in the Johnny Depp movie. He was the son of a dentist and denied candy.
Ta-da!
Better make a two-hour feature film about how he didn't get to eat his now and laters because his dad just filled in his teeth. Jeez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. DGS. The story here, which is not what I want to talk about, but it gets me there. 81% of old people say getting old isn't as bad as they thought it would be. I can understand that. My question is, we have lots of various ages in this room. How has life been compared to what you thought it would be? Is it harder? Is it easier? Is it weirder? Is it more dangerous?
It's faster. Faster. I feel like my 20s just whizzed by, you know what I mean?
20s have a way of doing that.
Yeah. And I didn't even, you know, I wasn't even like a hard liver or anything, you know what I mean? I just feel like the days all kind of blend together, you know what I mean? You get up, you go to work, you go home, you do whatever your recreational activities are, go to sleep, wake up, repeat the whole process over again, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's very fast. I feel like the days just kind of fly by sometimes.
Wait till you're my age. I mean, it really is a thing.
Like, it is.
Just like, oh, okay, that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's another year. Wow, okay.
I think life is...
had one of these.
This is kind of a cop-out, but I think life is both easier and harder than I thought it would be. I'm sure if I had been born 2,000 years ago, it would have seemed very hard because a lot of people just died from not having enough food. And at least in this country... I believe if you're willing to put forth minimal effort, you're going to be okay. You may not be crushing it. You may not be living high on the hog, but you're going to be okay. That surprises me. I just thought it would be much harder to just make a living.
I don't think I actually thought about it. I don't think I had an expectation of it. Life will be this way. I just take it as it comes, I guess. But it does go faster.
For the love of God.
But it's true. I never thought, gosh, golly, this is how I expect it to be.
What do you think about and eat? Because it's nothing that the rest of us do. Rach, your thoughts?
To answer your original question, it is weirder, harder, but less dangerous than I thought.
You thought it would be dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, I was raised in a pretty sheltered environment, so I think that's probably pretty normal. If you're being protected from most things, you probably think that there's like a big bad out there. And I feel like I do a good job of looking after myself, and I'm not always like, I don't feel like I'm always teetering on the edge of like, something terrible is going to happen, you know? But it's definitely weirder. I'm at an age where I realize more and more every day how stupid I've been, and realizing more and more that there's no finish line that you cross and then everything's great. It's a constant struggle every day to try to be the person that you want to be. And that's been kind of hard to wrap my mind around. It's comforting once you realize that, but it's also hard to stave off that feeling that, like, okay, but once I reach this, then it's mm-hmm. all fine. That's just straight up not the way that life works. And I feel like that's finally really clicking. So it's weirder, it's harder, because that is hard to do. But yeah, less of a danger. It's more like it's in my hands to make things the way that I want them to be. So
yeah,
you definitely do have that feeling, right? Where when you're younger, you're like, oh, once I get to, you know, like my parents did, I'm just going to figure it out and then everything in life will click. And then you realize that not only is that never going to happen for you, it actually never happened for them. You know what I mean? Like Rachel mentioned, looking back and thinking like, ah, boy, I was stupid back then. But you're always going to do that. You know, you look back when you're 30 at when you were 25. You look back when you're 35 at when you're 30. You look when you're 45, you look at when you were 40. I just feel like it's always going to be that way, because I feel like that's, you know, there is no universal truth. There's nothing. It doesn't just click, because it can't.
An odd thing that I've thought of way more times than is beneficial is that it's weird. The passage of time is so weird. I feel like I was in my 20s not long ago. Like, it didn't feel like that long ago. But if you were to take me, if I were to suddenly wake up and it was January 21st, 2011, and I wasn't even in my 20s then, just 10 years ago, and I woke up suddenly in my bed that morning, I wouldn't have any idea what to do or where to go, or like I couldn't even begin my daily routine, because I've completely forgotten what my daily routine would have been 10 years ago. Like, it's so weird that you remember, you're like, you have feelings and memories that feel like they were very recent, but then there's like, I couldn't tell you so many things about entire years. And, you know, like,
I agree with Rach and the danger thing. There's certainly people who are assaulted and murdered and raped and robbed and things like that. I've lived 56 years, which is, if I died now, people talk about how young I was, but it wouldn't be a shock. Like, it's a full life. If I've had 50 bad things happen to me in my life, really bad, doubled over in pain or fear things, I'm straight up responsible for 48 of them. Like, I've only had a couple of really terrible things happen to me where it's like, wow, you just did that to me, didn't you? The other 48 are me. I wonder how common that is. How many people feel that way? And I've lived harder and weirder than most people, for sure. I've caused more problems, which is why I've had more problems. But I wonder, when people get to be my age or older, if they feel like, yeah, I'm pretty much responsible for my problems, or the opposite.
I think Rachel brought up a good point. The realization that you are in control of the outcome of your life. So I think the earlier you recognize that, the better off you're going to be. I wish I would have learned that earlier.
Yeah, Rach recognized it about 30 years before I did. Yeah. So,
and I think that your experience is no different than anyone else. It's whether they realize or are willing to admit.
Yeah. Willing to admit, yeah.
That they created their own problems.
Mm-hmm. True.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.